What up, what up, what up? It is your girl, K. Edie, your host, your educator, your teacher friend, coming at you for another episode of Managing Chaos. I have not been on in a while. Again, y'all, the school year is really in full swing, and I'm like trying to keep up, trying to keep up. You know, of course, as an educator, you know that there are many, many, many school responsibilities, but then there are many personal obligations. And so I am so happy to be back on today. And today I would like to hop into a discussion on outliers. So, of course, we know that, you know, managing the chaos is tricky in and of itself. But sometimes you get into the swing of it and you, honey, you just managing with the best of them, but there's still an outlier or two. And so, this year's class, definitely, wow, definitely has some outliers, plural. But there are two, main outliers that are on the opposite end of the spectrum. There's, you know, there's a student that's on the trickier end as far as your typical outlier, you know, just, honey, I'm not going to be managed. And then there is one on the opposite end, sweet as pie. Love, 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 love this little baby. And this little baby, made a comment, and the comment, honey, it stung K. Edie to the heart. It's a comment, that I will, for confidentiality reasons, I will not disclose. But it basically was a statement or comment that let me know that as much as I love, 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 love that baby. And of course, as teachers, we don't have favorites, right? Well, she is really close to being a favorite. And this little baby seems to think that I do not like her. Y'all, that is not acceptable, and not on her behalf, but on my behalf. And so I was thinking about, well, what do I do now? Oh, we managing chaos, right? No, I got to take a step back. I have to humble myself. And the way that that I was able to tunnel through that, and of course, y'all know I have to do a follow-up after I implement some of the things, some of the new things that I'm going to try. But anyway, I had to take a few steps back and reset. So really, today's topic is hidden in there. It's really less about the outliers and more about me resetting myself. And so when I think about that word reset, and when I think about the things that I have been doing over the past few hours, as I have thought about these things, the first thing is reevaluate. So, of course, as educators, y'all know that I love a good acronym. So the acronym today is RESET. The R stands for reevaluate. The E stands for extend yourself grace. The S, set a goal. The E, engage with an accountability partner. And the T, tackle it, which is just a fancy way of saying, go ahead and get started. Give it a try. And so going back to that first step, reevaluate, I had to take a step back, mainly from the little sweet baby that does not feel the love. And I'm like loving this baby, loving the kid, but they're not feeling that. They're not really knowing or understanding that. And so how do I resolve that? Now, the other baby that refuses to be managed, I'm reevaluating with that baby too. So let me not forget about that one, but yes, so reevaluate, what am I doing as the teacher that is not working? Yes, I know that there is a lot on our plates. Yes, I know that there are more kids than you have arms for. Yes, I know that there are so many different needs, but the fact of the matter is that as a good educator, we have to take a step back and reevaluate what we are doing, what's working well, what's not working well. And y'all, I'm going to be so transparent. All of the podcasts are transparent, by the way, but I'm just going to dig in just a little step deeper. When I look at both scenarios, there is a long list of things that I could be doing differently. There is a list of things that are working, that are doing great, but hence outliers, what's working for most may not work for one or two, and those are your outliers. And so I definitely, as I sat and reevaluated some things that I'm doing in the classroom setting, you know, there are some things that I see, okay, for this baby, honey, that is a bus. And for this baby, honey, it's a double bus. So I sat and I did that. And that can be difficult as an educator. One, because it takes time to do that. It takes time and it takes self-reflection, which, you know, we would love to say that we're all perfect, perfect educators and we go in and we teach. But if we can teach with the best of them and have outliers who are not benefiting from that teaching because of whether it be because of defiance or whether it be because of, you know, other issues that they may have or whether it be because of how they perceive the way that you feel about them, then, you know, all that knocking it out the park in the teaching world is in vain if there are babies feeling like that. And there's something that, you know, and let me put some sense on that. And there's something that is in your power to do. We are not, you know, educators are not, you know, saviors of the world, but there are things that we can do. So, you know, that's my reevaluate piece. Just what am I doing that's not working? And then extend yourself grace. Because y'all, after I took a step back and thought about, well, Katie, X, Y, and Z, those things are not working. And some of those things on that list, ma'am, you definitely should not do. You definitely could do better. And so, you know, when you reevaluate, what I'm saying is it can be tricky, but you have to extend yourself grace. Grace to say, you know what, that was not working. You know what, I should not have done that way. You know what, I should have or could have done or tried this, and I didn't, because in the moment, I got to get this stuff done. I got to teach. I got to do whatever I got to do. So extend yourself grace. I had to extend myself some grace, y'all. And then the S, set a goal or two for how you will do things differently. So I actually have four goals. I will not tackle them all at once because that will be an epic fail, but I will slowly get into each of those goals, and I will bring this back up again and give you guys updates, because maybe they might be helpful hints in managing the chaos a different way for a different group of students or for a student, because sometimes we have to monitor and adjust, even if it's just for a student or two. So set a goal on how you'll do things differently. And then the next E is engage with an accountability partner. So it would be ideal if it's someone that works closely with you so that they can, you know, tell you what they are noticing as you get into the new goal or goals that you set for yourself. For me, I'm going to use my assistant as an accountability partner. She is not aware of that just yet, but we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it over the next few days. And I will ask her to be my accountability partner, and I will engage with her and let her know what my new goals are so that we can have conversations centered around, well, are you noticing anything? Am I doing that? Do you see that it's working? How do you perceive what's going on? And so I will definitely be doing that. And then the T is tackle it. That's just a fancy way of saying, go ahead and get started. Get started with the new goal or two that you've set for yourself as you think about the outliers in your classroom. And so, yeah, that's pretty much what I am doing, the space I'm in with these two outliers, because y'all, I'm gonna tell you one thing, KED is not a quitter. And so, honey, we gonna manage it. and we're going to circle back and let you all know how things turn out. So it's almost like you could say it's a little baby action research project within my classroom. So I'm going to try these new goals for a few weeks, see how they work, and then, honey, I may have to reset again. I don't know. But anyway, just to recap, if you have outliers in your classroom and you are, you know, looking to do things better, then you, my educator friend, can do it. That's number one, because you are an educator and this is what we do. But the first step would be to reevaluate, find out what you're doing that is not working. Extend grace to yourself if you notice some things that make you feel kind of tense, kind of like, oh my gosh, am I really doing that? Set a goal or two of how you will do things differently, engage with an accountability partner, and then go ahead and tackle it and get started. And by the way, if you need an accountability partner, no, I'm not in your classroom, but if you need an accountability partner or someone to bounce ideas off of about new goals that you are setting for yourself as a result of seeing things that are not working in your classroom for an outlier or two, hit me up, kingdomkids320@gmail.com, and I would be happy to chop it up with you, chat it up, and see if we can come to possibly some solutions and goals together. I hope that this is helpful. Leave a comment. Tell me it's helpful. Tell me it's not. Look, I'm getting some feedback these days, and I'm open to it. So I hope that this helps. Love you guys. Peace.